Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. We're going to be talking about e-commerce goals today. You know, they're kind of like that trusty GPS, helps guide your business, you know, towards growth. But we're not talking about, you know, those vague resolutions we all make and break every new year.
Right. We're going to ditch that I just want more sales thing.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get very strategic and focused on those milestones that will actually get you where you want to be.
Yeah, you got to have clarity, a roadmap, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so let's like break this down. What even is a good e-commerce goal and why are they so important?
It's like this, you know, when you're playing darts, you don't just want to throw darts hoping to hit something.
Yeah, it's not a good strategy.
Right. You pick a specific spot on that board, you aim, and you focus your energy on hitting it. That's what a well-defined e-commerce goal is like. It's your target.
Okay, so it's kind of like taking that vague idea of I want more sales and turning it into something that you can actually measure and work towards.
Exactly. Instead of saying I just want more revenue, a good e-commerce goal would be I want to increase my average order value by 10% in the next quarter.
Oh, I see the difference.
Right. It's laser focused, it's measurable, and there's a time frame. It's like giving your efforts direction and purpose.
That makes a lot of sense. But e-commerce is a huge world. There's like a million areas to set goals.
For sure. For sure. You've got your revenue goals. Of course, most businesses are really focused on those. But then you've got, well, how do you bring in new customers? You know, customer acquisition. And just as important, how do you keep them coming back? Retention.
Right. Because it's not just about getting them in the door. It's about making sure that they have a good experience and they want to come back for more.
Exactly. And then there's conversion rates, you know, making sure your site is working properly so visitors actually hit that buy button. And can't forget about brand awareness. You got to get that brand recognition out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about like all that stuff behind the scenes, like making sure all the operations are running smoothly? I imagine that's a whole goal in itself.
Exactly. Those are operational goals. They might focus on things like streamlining orders, making sure people aren't abandoning their carts all the time.
Right.
And that the customer experience is actually good, you know, even delightful.
I like that. Delightful. Okay. So we've got a sense of all the different places we should be setting goals, but how do we actually set them the right way? I've heard of something called the SMART framework. Is that what you're going to talk about?
You got it. It's like the magic tool to turn those vague ideas, I want more sales, into concrete, achievable goals. Mm. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Okay, let's break that down. What does specific even mean when we're talking about e-commerce goals?
Specific means being super clear about what you want to do. So instead of I want to increase sales, a specific goal would be I want to increase sales of our new line of, you know, organic skincare products by 20% in the next 6 months. You define what you want to increase, by how much, and the time frame. No room for being vague.
Gotcha. And measurable. That sounds like it's all about data.
It is. A measurable goal means you can actually see if you're hitting your targets. So that means you got to pick the right metrics. Things like traffic to your website, conversion rates, average order value.
Numbers, numbers, numbers.
All those numbers give you a tangible view of how you're doing. Without data, you're kind of just, you know, guessing. You need the numbers to know if you're making progress.
Okay, achievable. So we've got to dream big, but not so big that it's impossible.
Right. You got to find that balance where you're challenging yourself, but it's still realistic.
So it's like, I want to be a unicorn overnight. Is not an achievable goal.
That's a great analogy. So then you've got relevance. This means making sure your goals actually match up with your business strategy and you know the heart of your brand.
Yeah. So don't chase something just because it's trendy if it doesn't really fit your business model.
Exactly. And then last but not least, time bound. Every goal needs a deadline. It helps you prioritize and stay on track.
Yeah. Deadlines are good. I know I need deadlines to get things done.
Without a deadline, it's easy to put things off. A time bound goal would be something like, increase our email list by 15% by the end of the year. Clear target, specific date.
I'm loving this SMART framework.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our goals, but how do we know if we're on track? How do we measure if we're actually making progress?
Okay, so think of your e-commerce business like a body.
Okay.
You need to check its vital signs to see if it's healthy, right?
Yeah.
That's where key performance indicators or KPIs come in. They're like those checkups that tell you how things are running.
So KPIs are the numbers we need to watch to make sure our business is healthy.
Exactly. And in e-commerce, there are some KPIs you really got to keep an eye on. They're like the compass and speedometer, you know, guiding you on this business journey.
All right. Give me the rundown. what are the must-track KPIs every e-commerce owner should know?
Well, first off, sales revenue. That's like the heart of your business. You got to track how much money's coming in, how it changes over time, and what's causing those changes.
So if your goal is to increase revenue every month, you got to track it to see if you're actually hitting that goal.
Exactly. Then you got conversion rates. This tells you how good your website is at turning visitors into buyers. If people are coming but not buying, something might be up with your site. Maybe the descriptions aren't clear or the checkout process is too complicated.
Yeah, like if you have a leaky funnel, you're losing customers along the way.
That's a good way to put it. Now let's talk about average order value, or AOV. This tells you how much people are spending on average every time they place an order.
So it's not just how many sales, but the quality of those sales.
Exactly. And if that number is lower than you like, well, maybe you need to think about things like bundling products or free shipping to encourage people to spend a little more.
Okay, I like that, smart. And what about customer retention? How do we measure that and why is it so important?
So your customer retention rate tells you how many of your customers come back to buy again. It's huge because it usually costs way more to get a new customer than to keep an old one.
So if your retention rate is low, that's a red flag.
It could mean you need to work on customer service or create a loyalty program, something to keep them coming back. You want those loyal fans that think of you first when they need something.
Got it. So we've got our SMART goals, our KPIs are in check. But how do we make sure all this actually helps us grow our business? How do we connect our goals and our actions?
That's where the real magic happens. We got to align your goals with your marketing strategies. Make sure everything you're doing in terms of marketing is working together to achieve those big goals.
So it's about being intentional, not just doing random marketing stuff, right?
Every campaign, every email, every post should have a purpose and be helping you reach your goal.
I'm assuming the approach is different depending on the goal. So let's say the focus is just brand awareness. What strategies would you use?
Well, if you just want to get the word out and get more people to know you, you'd focus on strategies that boost reach and engagement. Things like social media campaigns to spark conversations, you know, valuable content that educates your target audience, maybe team up with an influencer.
Yeah, that makes sense. Get people talking about your brand.
Right. You want to build that buzz and positive feeling around your brand.
Okay, flip it. Now your goal is to increase sales. How would your marketing change?
Well, if you want sales, then your marketing needs to be more direct. Think paid ads, that kind of thing, where you can target specific people and get your product in front of them at the right time.
More strategic, laser focus.
Exactly. Email marketing can be really powerful for sales too. You can group your email list, people who have bought certain products, then send them targeted emails with products or deals just for them.
It's all about sending the right message to the right people at the right time. And let's not forget those abandoned cart emails.
Oh, yeah. Those are great. Sometimes people just need a little reminder that they left something awesome in their cart.
Like, hey, come back and get this.
Exactly. And influencer marketing can be huge for boosting sales, too. You just got to make sure they align with your brand and have a following that trusts their opinion.
It's all about building relationships and a sense of community.
Yes. It's about making your marketing feel authentic and enjoyable. People buy from brands they trust, brands that get them, brands they connect with.
So we've covered setting goals, KPIs, and even aligning our marketing. But e-commerce is always changing. How do we make sure we're keeping up and our goals are still the right ones?
You're so right. It's not enough to just set goals and forget about them. You got to be ready to adapt and change with the times. That's why checking in with your data and KPIs is so important.
So check in regularly. Like you're checking your GPS to make sure you're still on the right road.
Yes. And when you check the data, don't just look at the numbers. Ask yourself what's causing those numbers. Are these trends helping you reach your goals or hurting you?
Get curious. Become a data detective.
I like that. Once you understand what the data is telling you, then you can make smart decisions about your strategy. You might just need to tweak a few things, or you might need to change your whole approach.
This is what makes e-commerce so exciting, though, right? It's always changing, always something new to learn. But what about when we hit those roadblocks or those moments when we feel stuck? What advice do you have to keep moving forward?
Oh, every entrepreneur hits those points. It's normal to have those ups and downs.
We're all human. We get discouraged sometimes.
Exactly. It's not a weakness. It's just part of the journey. It's a marathon, not a sprint, you know? You got to take breaks sometimes and come back with a fresh perspective.
So self-care is important too.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But sometimes you need more than just self-care. You need to connect with people who understand what you're going through, other entrepreneurs. Join online groups, go to events, talk to people in your area. Sharing experiences and learning from each other is so helpful.
Like having a cheer squad to keep you motivated.
And don't forget about finding a mentor, someone who's already done what you're trying to do. Read their books, listen to podcasts, learn from their experience.
Great advice. And remember, inspiration can come from anywhere. Pay attention, be curious, and never stop learning.
Absolutely. And when you get those ideas, write them down. You never know when you might need them.
Build your treasure chest of inspiration. But what about that voice inside our heads? You know, the one that can be so critical sometimes. How do we handle that?
Our inner critic can be loud. But how we talk to ourselves has a huge impact on our success.
So we need to be aware of those thoughts and try to be more positive.
Yes. Focus on your strengths and your accomplishments. Silence that critic and turn up the volume on your inner cheerleader. You know, the one who believes in you. You know, this conversation is making me think that success in e-commerce isn't just about hitting those numbers. It's about how we grow along the way, too.
Yeah, totally. It's about pushing ourselves to be better and learning from our mistakes.
Exactly. It's about becoming the best version of ourselves.
I love that it's not just about the destination. It's about the journey.
And when you find that balance, that's where the magic happens.
Okay, so much great stuff today. As we wrap up part one of our deep dive, what are some key things for our listeners to remember as they build their e-commerce businesses?
Remember, this is a journey, not a race. You're going to learn and adapt along the way.
There will be ups and downs, but celebrate those wins and learn from your mistakes.
Build your support system, find mentors, and never give up on your dream.
You've got this. We'll be back for part two soon. See you then.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we're back and ready to talk about those tools and strategies that can help us make sense of all this data. It's like having a secret weapon to keep our e-commerce business running smoothly. Where do we even begin?
Well, luckily, there's tons of stuff out there to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the most powerful is Google Analytics.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
It's free and gives you so much data about your website, like who's visiting, what they're doing, are they buying or not. It's like having a whole team of data analysts working for you, but for free.
It's like those analysts are crunching all those numbers and then like magically translating them into something I can actually understand, right?
Exactly. Google Analytics can tell you things like where your traffic's coming from, what pages they like, how long they're staying on each page. You can even see what people are searching for on your site.
So that means we can actually see what's working, what's not, and where we need to improve, right?
Like, yeah.
If people are leaving a certain product page, maybe there's something wrong with the page itself.
Yep, exactly. You can use that info to make smart decisions about your website, your content, even what products you sell.
Okay, so Google Analytics, definitely adding that to my list. What else should we be using?
Well, a lot of e-commerce platforms have analytics built right in. So if you're using Shopify, for example, they have a really great analytics dashboard that gives you a whole picture of how things are going.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It's like having all the important numbers right there in one place makes it easy to keep track of your progress.
That's convenient.
Right. And then there are also a bunch of other apps and software out there. They can help you with things like email marketing, managing your social media, keeping track of your customers. There are even chatbots that can help your customers right away if they have a question.
It's amazing how much technology has changed e-commerce. It's like there's a tool for everything.
Yeah, and all these tools can help you automate things, make things run smoother, and get all that juicy data you need to grow your business.
I love it. But it can also be a little overwhelming, right? There are so many options.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The key is to find the tools that work for you, your budget, and your tech skills.
Mm.
Don't be afraid to try different things and see what fits.
That's like building your own custom toolkit. Right?
Yeah, exactly. But tools are just one part of the equation. You also need strategies to monitor those goals and actually use that data to make decisions.
Okay, so beyond the tools, what are some ways we can effectively monitor our goals and use that data to make smart choices?
The most important thing is to check your data regularly. Like, don't just wait till the end of the month to see how you're doing. Make it a habit to check your key numbers every week, even every day if you can.
It's like staying connected to the heartbeat of your business, right? Noticing any changes or patterns as they pop up.
Yes. And when you look at the data, don't just look at the numbers themselves. Dig a little deeper. Ask yourself why those numbers are what they are. Is there something causing them to go up or down? Are those changes helping you reach your goals?
Become a data detective. It's like looking for clues to solve a mystery.
I like that. The goal is to go beyond just seeing the numbers and actually understand what they're telling you. Once you get that, you can make informed decisions, adjust your strategy, and get closer to those goals you've set.
I'm all about empowering myself with knowledge, using data as my guide. But, you know, sometimes even with all the right tools and strategies, we could still hit those roadblocks or feel like we're not making any progress. What advice do you have for those moments when we need that extra push to keep going?
That's so real. You know, everyone hits those points.
Yeah, it's like you hit a wall and all that motivation you had at the beginning just vanishes.
It happens. And the first thing to do is just acknowledge that you're feeling stuck. It's totally normal to feel those ups and downs as an entrepreneur.
It's like, okay, I'm feeling this way. It's okay. It's part of the process.
Right. You're not a robot. You're human. And sometimes the best thing to do is just step away for a little bit, clear your head, come back with fresh eyes, and you'll see things differently.
It's like hitting the reset button.
And it's important to remember this is a marathon, not a sprint. So take care of yourself. Rest when you need to. But sometimes you also need a little boost from the outside.
Yeah, like
find your people. You know other entrepreneurs who get it. There are tons of online groups, events. You could even connect with people in your area. When you share your experiences and hear what others are going through, it can be really motivating.
It's like having a support system. People who understand the unique challenges of running your own business.
Exactly. And sometimes just hearing someone else's story, their struggles and their successes can give you that little push you need.
It's a good reminder that we're not alone in this.
And don't forget about mentors. Find someone who's already achieved what you're working towards. Learn from their experience. Get their advice. You can find mentors through programs, online, even just by reaching out to people you admire.
So many good tips.
And remember, inspiration is everywhere. Stay curious. Pay attention to what other brands are doing, what's working for them. You never know where you'll find that next great idea.
Yeah, even a walk around the neighborhood can spark a creative idea.
And when you get those ideas, write them down. Keep a notebook or a folder on your phone, whatever works for you.
Like a little treasure chest of ideas.
Right.
Right.
I love that. But beyond all the external stuff, you know, the mentors and the ideas, you got to pay attention to that voice inside your head, too. That inner voice can be your biggest critic or your biggest fan.
Yeah, that inner critic can be so mean sometimes. How do we deal with that?
Well, you got to become aware of those negative thoughts, those doubts, and start challenging them. Focus on your strength, the things you've already achieved, and your vision for the future.
It's like turning down the volume on the critic and blasting the cheerleader.
Yes, you got this. You know, this whole conversation is making me realize that e-commerce isn't just about the numbers. It's about the personal journey, too.
Yeah, it's about pushing ourselves to grow and become better. Not just in business, but as people.
Exactly.
It's not just the destination, it's the journey. I love that.
And when you find that balance, that's where the magic happens.
All right. Welcome back to the deep dive. Feels like we've covered so much, you know, from setting those smart goals to understanding our KPIs and even talking about mindset and how to stay motivated.
It's all connected though, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You can have the best strategies and tools, but if you're not feeling it, if you don't believe in what you're doing, it's hard to make those goals happen.
It's like you've got this amazing car, but no gas in the tank.
Exactly. That mindset piece, that's the fuel. That's what pushes you forward.
So true. And I think that's why it was so important to talk about all those things in the last part. You know, self-care, building your support system, finding inspiration.
Yeah, you got to remember you're not a robot, you know? We all have good days and bad days, times when we're feeling super motivated and times when we just want to give up.
We're human. We have emotions.
Exactly. And pretending those feelings don't exist, well, that's not going to help you in the long run. You got to acknowledge them, you know, take care of yourself.
So it's like bring your whole self to the table, not just the business side.
Right. Because at the end of the day, we're all complex people. We have lives and experiences that shape how we approach our work, you know.
And that's what makes e-commerce so cool. Right? Yeah. It's not just about numbers and data. It's about connecting with people, creating something they love.
It's that human element that makes it special, you know, that creativity and innovation that helps you stand out from the crowd. As we wrap up, it just makes me think that success isn't just about checking things off a list.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's about the journey, how you grow along the way, and how you impact others.
It's about making a difference, inspiring other people.
So to everyone listening, as you're building your e-commerce business, remember to be curious, be open to learning, and never lose that passion.
And believe in yourself. You know, you can do amazing things. Embrace the journey and chase those dreams.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure.
And that's a wrap on the deep dive. Until next time.